Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Tasha Harris. So we are set up for a lot of fun for the next hour. I hope that you'll join us. If you'd like to give us a call in here and speak to our guest, our phone number is 347-237-5339. If you do that and you press 1, that'll get you in the queue, and I'll be alerted that you'd like to chat with us. If you just want to call in and listen by phone, you could use that same number, 347-237-5339, and you can listen by telephone. Is that not cool? We have some changes here on GGM Radio. We've got some new shows starting this coming week. We've got some new hosts coming on board this coming Tuesday, 7 p.m. Central Time. Tina Marie is back. Tina Marie is back with Primarily Paranormal. I am so looking forward to Tina Marie being with us. Again, she used to be a host with us before, and she's gone on to do a lot of wonderful things. So Tina will be returning on GGM Radio on Wednesdays at 11 a.m. We'll be adding Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching. Maggie is a beautiful soul. I hope you'll be tuning in for her program on Wednesdays, along with 1 o'clock. Of course, we have Namaste Nutrition. That's with Claudia Cleary, very popular show. Claudia is a true love. Thursdays, our lineup is looking real good. It's 9 a.m. We'll have Mastering the Art of Joyfulness, and that is with Nancy Murdoch. I hope you'll be joining us for that as well. Added to Gregory at 8 p.m. Central with the Light Givers, Universal Healer Hour. And anyone who knows Gregory knows that Gregory is a wonderful healer, and he's looking forward to seeing you on Thursday nights. Our Friday schedule remains the same, 12 noon Central Time. It's Brenda Frazier and Alive to Thrive. On Saturday, of course, it's The Metaphysical Edge with yours truly, followed by at 2 p.m., My Beauty Angel with Audrey Quinn. That's right, we've got a beauty program coming on. Audrey's going to give us a lot of tips and tricks on how we can be the best that we can be with what God has given us. Sundays, of course, we have our service day. We have Sunday services. There's a different one every Sunday, different hours. So please do check our schedule, which is on our GGM Radio page here on Blog Talk Radio. And not to forget Mondays with Amanda Dowell and Messages of Light. Okay, that's the rundown so far. We'll be adding more programs as well. So I think, without any further ado, let's get right to our guest, Dr. Tasha Harris. Welcome, Tasha.
Thank you. Thank you for being here with you all. Thank you for the invite.
I'm excited to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. This is so wonderful.
You are very welcome, dear. Tasha and I met on Facebook. And, Tasha, I've been following your posts for a while since you've been on. I just love all your posts. You're so... With your rocks and your crystals and your stones. And I'd like to be able to... of our callers in too, after we finish chatting, and maybe
okay.
If you'd like to do a week or two.
Not a problem. That's what I do.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. So, Tasha, tell us about a little about Tasha Howe. Tell us how you got involved with rocks, crystals, and stones. And tell us how, you know, you're a doctorate, you have a doctorate degree in metaphysics. I'd love to learn more about you. So the stage is yours, girlfriend.
Sorry?
We can hear you.
Okay, I didn't hear your last question.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, but the question is just to tell us a little about Tasha. Tell us about how you got involved with rocks, crystals, and stones. Tell us about your degree, your spiritual degree. I know you have a doctorate. Is it in metaphysics?
Yes, it is.
And
metaphysical sciences. Way back when I was about 15, and went to a metaphysical church as opposed to the usual Unitarian church.
Right.
And this wonderful lady, Reverend Zitlow, started teaching us how to have our own science and talking to spirit directly. Because until then, we just dream. My mother taught us all to dream our answers in life. So
wow.
Moved to San Jose, got in further contact with deeper spiritual community. I met my lovely teacher, Charlene Lurch, on YouTube 7 years ago. And through my work on YouTube with the kids and big kids, she gave me an honorarium of Doctor of Metaphysical Sciences.
Right.
And it opened a lot of doors for me, so I thank her for that at least weekly, you know. So then through that, I've always been into crystals since I was 15. I knew that they're just the good pellets. You know, most people consider pills the happy pellets of life, but they're really not. Crystals are really the happy pellets, the little, you know, happy pills in life.
Yeah!
Give us all their good energy, and, you know, we just got to learn to listen to them and say, hey, what are you going to do for me? Okay, I need that. I'm picking that one and that one. And then you just sit down and meditate with them like you would do almost anything else in life. And you feel better. You start thinking clearer without drugs, you know, a drug-free
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that idea. That's interesting. Today I'm using a red jasper. It's a natural formed heart. It had a red jasper that I found in my travels, and I'm using that one today on the show. And of course, that's root chakra and represents love. And I just I love the stones, and I just feel such an energy from them.
So do I.
Do you have a favorite? That's your favorite stone that you work with?
No. I love all my babies equally.
Isn't that great?
It is. And when you need one, you go, you sit and talk to it. And sometimes I put it under my pillow. Or a lot of times, if let's say I have a headache, you know, I'll take a little, I don't know, whatever one talks to me, and I just put it behind my ear. And it just stays there all day. You know,
that's wonderful.
No aspirin needed.
You know, it's
couch. So if I see somebody's aura is a little dark, I just stop by and say, it looks like you need a smile. And I give them a crystal, and they're all happy. And you're happy, and the whole world is a better place, you know?
I get that. I really do. I've traveled a lot around the United States, and I've picked up stones from everywhere I've gone. And sometimes they just want you to move them from one state to another. So, you know, they'll hitch a ride and say, okay, you can let me off here. It's really crazy the way rocks, crystals, and stones talk to us.
You're right. And a lot of people, I encourage my students, the people that I give readings to, you know, it's not silly. It makes sense. Just try something. Just try something outside of your comfort zone.
Well, I like that you say that. Yeah, I like that. And I think that's what people mean when they say, you know, reach outside the box. And Deepak Chopra says, forget the box. Just get rid of the box altogether and keep reaching. I love
That's right.
Yeah, so I really like that. So I'm with you about the comfort zone. And I think some people maybe I'm a little afraid, you know, to talk to a rock. It's like, I'm talking to a rock. Well, if you hear something back, then yeah, you're talking to a rock.
That's right. I mean, just in that thought alone, you're talking to yourself. And aren't you busy?
Yeah.
You know?
I like that. So tell us, Tasha, what's on tap for you? I know you said that you do a lot of YouTube videos and you have over 1,500 subscribers. How can somebody find your YouTube site?
Well, you know, I made it very easy for the whole world to find me anytime. You can just Google Tasha Harris. I'm not the basketball player, and I'm not the singer. So everything, there's shoes or ten or my whole life, my life, believe it or not, is open like a book. If you're
That's
on YouTube fabulous. And you know how to use it, I am Tasha Loves You.
That's beautiful.
I make sure everything that belongs, well, physically to me, easy to reach by using my name in everything I do.
That's marvelous. That's marvelous, dear. I like that.
Even if it's just YouTube, Tasha Harris, YouTube, isn't it funny?
Well, YouTube is, you know, much like Facebook. I mean, this is worldwide. It gives us the opportunity to extend our outreach, extend our ministry. And as a metaphysician, you know, you're a minister. I mean, and this is a most sacred gift to be able to share your knowledge with others.
It is. And I thank God for my gifts and my knowledge and my wonderful teachers along the way, you know. We can't do anything by ourselves.
Well, you know, that this is true. And that's one of the things that we do here on GGM Radio is we try to attract a lot of different folks with a lot of different programs. And I think that's our main goal, is to be an outreach for spirit. And, I mean, you are just a beautiful gal. I mean, your heart, physically you're a beautiful gal, but, I mean, your heart is golden. You carry the golden heart. And just by being here with us today, all of the listeners are getting a little taste of that golden heart. You're imparting that to them. And I think that's really cool.
Thank you for allowing me this opportunity for it to be seen.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know we have some folks online that would love to speak to you. I don't know if you're quite ready yet to do any
reading. Come on in. I'm always ready. The door is always open.
All right. Bring in our first caller, and I believe this is area code 972. Hello, 972. You're live and on the air with Tasha and B.
Oh, hello, Tasha and B. I love you both.
I love you too, honey.
You're both bright diamonds in the sky, shining. And I'm so excited about, this is my first time hearing Tasha on the show. This is fun and exciting. And actually, I made her a Facebook friend, too, and she's a girl.
Good.
Yeah.
Isn't she precious?
I'm Audrey in Dallas, Tasha, and I think I made a couple comments on your page as well. So welcome to the WGGM family, Inspirational Be Love Family.
Thank you so much. It's so nice to be warm and cozy here.
Aw, I'm excited too. You know, I've got my show at 2:00. It's my first time, so I'll be a little bit nervous, but I'll be okay. And B will make sure of it. But I wanted to ask what messages you have for me about some creative projects that I'm working on developing for myself to do with my career, just what you get to see.
Well, it feels like I have an auntie in spirit. She wore a lot of pink, and she was very happy and peppy, and people thought that she was crazy, but she wasn't. She just talked to spirit.
this auntie, it feels like she's on your mother's side. And I see you, first of all, I see you doing a lot of things. First of all, I saw the clay work. I don't know if you work in that or not, but I see you have the whole clay thing going on with the wheel and making, I don't see like pots per se. I see like little trinket boxes. Okay? And then I saw that morphed into painting. And then that morphed into more handwork of, it looks like, do you know what pattern is?
Do I know what?
Pattern, P-A-T-I-N-G.
I'm losing you, Hannah. You're fading out.
Pattern is a type of lace work.
Patty?
It's very, yes.
Well, you know what's weird is my aunt's name is Patty on my mother's side.
Ah, okay, maybe that's her. Thank you, Patty. Appreciate it. Thank you.
I just
okay,
call her
so,
Peppermint Patty as a nickname, you know, from Snoopy and the Peanut, from Peanut.
Oh, good.
Peppermint Patty.
Thank you, Auntie.
And people did kind of think she was crazy, and she really did have some issues, you know, unfortunately, with some birth defects. She was a manic depressive, and she had some issues, too, some real issues that you're speaking about. But go ahead. I never heard about
Patty. She's with you, and she's going to take you. I see the number 3. It's a medium 3, so only in 3 months' time from now, not only will you be found via the radio station and other forms, you are going to accidentally, yeah, right, bump into the person who is going to spur you along, because they're going to be like sick of doing all of this artsy, craftsy work, and they're going to want to put like a 2-year hiatus, and they're going to be like, why don't you... you know, take this over for me. And it's going to be huge. Huge, huge, huge. You're going to be like, wow, this is so overwhelming. Oops, cancel. It is exactly what I asked for. Thank you, universe. Okay, so where do I get started? You know, which one is up? Let me just throw
and
them all
in. In 3 months? So... February, March, April.
April.
Mm-hmm.
Easter for new beginnings. Okay. Yeah. Wonderful.
Interesting, because this beautiful dolphin design crystal that I ordered from Bee, because I love her beautiful stones and jewelry. They're all very unique and one of a kind. And right now the trend is Bohemian Gypsy, and she has a lot of Bohemian Gypsy style. She may not call it that, but on her dolphindesigns.net.com, Dolphin is the P-H-Y-N-B, dolphin, with a P-H-Y-N .com. But anyways, you hit on the Easter. This crystal that I'm wearing around my neck right now that I ordered from B, it reminds me of an Easter egg, a crystal Easter egg.
Wow.
Oh, see, your vibration is just so high and clear.
I love what you're telling me. This is wonderful news, Tasha.
And it would appear that you have, you were nervous about something. There's a little green spot in your stomach. You were nervous about something. And she's just rubbing your tummy, and she's kissing your head, and she's just loving all over you. Saying, oh, baby, I already did it. Don't worry. It's already done. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. It's already done. And she's just rubbing your little upset, nervous stomach away, and you're all good. You're in the zone with it.
And this is my auntie, Patty?
Yes.
Wow. That is so cool.
Audrey, she got you, really, because of the tummy trouble that you've been having. Tasha, that's something that, you know, you didn't know that Audrey has had some tummy issues.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I had really bad last week, even was really ill because I had some sort of a food poisoning from some shellfish. And because I already have some digestive challenges to do with my that are linked to my nervous system and, you know, just going through stuff growing up. And so I kind of conditioned myself, you know, in that unhealthy way, my digestive system. I've been in and out of the hospital on several occasions, and you know, I'm really getting it under control with the food choices, the non-dairy food choices and other things that I stay away from that I don't eat. But you're right on it, because I've been trying to nurture my tummy just this last week, especially nurturing my tummy back to life and back to health, you know, because...
Wonderful.
Yeah, so you're right on about that, too. So...
Good for you. I'm proud of you, because it's not easy. Especially as our body, our physical body gets older, it just really isn't easy, you know. But you are in divine order. I don't see that at all, just so you know. So the more you're willing to let it go, just learn the lesson and let it go, it won't be there, you know. It just won't. And the door is open wide. It's like a rainbow pouring into your house with prosperity, success, everything. It's almost like you're becoming a new person, a new spirit altogether. You're marrying yourself. You see what I mean?
How marvelous.
Wow.
Letting go of that, welcoming the new and different. Because I see you faced a lot of new fears, even just this year. Actually, since last June, but even majorly just this past, 23 days? Or 23 days, sorry.
Oh, it's true. I have to get my house in order and some financial obligations in order, you know, as well. And, you know, things like that can be very stressful, you know,
mm-hmm.
when you're not in order, you know, out of harmony. And I'm feeling like I'm aligning everything to be balanced and harmonious now.
You're doing a great job.
Well, you all are, you know, helping me, and you're my angels too. And I just, I'm very grateful. You know, I know, like Reverend B, she's believed in me more than I've believed in myself on so many occasions. You know, and she knows it, and I think you know too, Tasha.
She's got you right down. I mean, she is like spot on with you. And for all of our listeners, to let you know how good of a reader Tasha is. Now, you guys have never chatted before, correct?
No.
Yeah. I've never. This is my first time meeting Tasha on the phone. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she got you spot on, Audrey.
She even knows my aunt Patty's name. I can't believe it.
That's so cool.
You know, that was my mom.
I tell people, as long as you be quiet and let them talk and tell you, you don't usually go wrong. So, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's easy for you. It's not easy for me, because don't you think I want to eat the whole chocolate cake?
Oh, yeah, yummy.
I do. Sometimes I want to eat the whole German chocolate cake. And spirit guides are like, you know, that's not good for you. You can have a piece of cake, not the whole. And don't, you know, so I tell people, it's not easy to listen all the time, but you do it to have a better life, a better spiritual life, just like your parents. You know, they try to tell you what they think is best at the time, so you can have a better life.
Right.
I take myself out of the equation, and I just let them talk and take over, and things are really good that way.
Wow, you really have a beautiful gift, Tasha.
Yeah.
Thank you. I thank the source for giving me such a wonderful gift, you know. It's not easy. I know it's not easy, especially for, you know, the reasons that I try to teach how to use their gifts. You know, but it don't help being shy, and it don't help being quiet, and all that other stuff. Just say what they say, not what you say. You know, and life is good and happy and prosperous, and we're all better from it. You know.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Kudos.
So much.
You are so welcome.
I'm going to enjoy listening to you both, and all the other blessed souls that call in and get to listen to you too.
Yeah,
okay.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank
cool.
you. I appreciate your vibration.
Oh, I love your vibration too. Thank you, Tasha.
You are
thank
so welcome.
Thank you, Audrey. Thank you so much, Audrey. Appreciate you calling in. I'll keep you on hold, okay, dear?
Okay, thank you.
All righty, sure. Tasha, that's amazing.
Isn't spirit wonderful?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head, and I didn't want to say anything because I've read for Audrey before. I didn't have to say anything. You just got it. You got it.
That's
all
of it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's real important when we recognize the gifts that Spirit gives us and we use what we're given. Spirit just kind of jumps in and lets us have what we need. And you've just, you know, opened your heart to Spirit and to Creator, and Creator said, here's what you need to give this gal.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Exactly
it's been learned for all of us, and I think that's way too cool. Well, Tasha, we're going to be right back with another caller. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after these few little messages, all righty?
Okay.
Oops, that was a operator error. Here we go. We got it now.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
You are listening to The Metaphysical Edge with B. Delosier on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to B.
There we go. We're back. All right. We're back with our wonderful guest on The Metaphysical Edge, Dr. Tasha Harris. We are taking your calls at 347-237-5339. I see we have another call, Tasha. Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right. We've got area code 618. Hello, 618.
Hi, Dee. Hi, Tasha.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm going to ask
you. I'm fine. My name is Suzanne, and I have been working with, of course, my crystal, selenite, just about all the stones. I had them in cabinets all over my house. Now they just want to lay all over the floor. It's just crazy. They don't want to be in the cabinet.
That's right. They want freedom, too.
I was wondering if you see me going in any special direction as far as my creativity or my spirituality. I'm a retired psychic.
Do you hang out at, like, a some sort of center, a community center? It looks like, it feels like a communal center type environment. There's many people there. There's some people playing games. Some people are taking classes. Some people are in the swimming pool. Some people playing, what is that, ping pong?
No.
And this, this environment would be nice for your vibration because there's somebody there. It feels like there's one within 10 miles of you, and you're going to, when you find it, you're going to say, oh, I didn't even know that was there, kind of thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because the people that are there need to hear what you have to say. And at first you're going to think, like, I don't want to do that. But once you get there and you just walk around, that energy is going to attract to you. That divinely right energy is going to attract to you. And, of course, you already know how to push away the energy vampires. But there is one lady in specific I'd like for you to remember. She appears to be about 4'11". She looks like she's very frail, and if you breathe on her, she's going to break, but she's not. She is as strong as an ox. She is highly energetic. She just needs to vent right now. She's got all white hair. I see her with the flowery little tiny print blue flowers on a white background blouse, and she's got on pale blue, sky blue little pants. She's got her little tiny white sneakers on. She's so stinking cute. But once you start walking the halls, if you just walk the halls, don't even necessarily have to go in a class, you're going to find her. She just moved to vent for about 2 hours.
Oh, my.
And you're going to know her by her aura, of course. It's bright, stunning blue. And she's going to be wearing a fake smile, okay? And you're going to know that she's wearing a fake smile. You're going to feel it. And you're just going to smile and say, hi, how are you? And then she's going to break down and talk your ear off for like 2 hours. But she went over some death or something she just went through, and she's just stuck. That's all. She's just stuck. And she needs to get unstuck, and you're strong enough to do that for her, with her. Okay? Let's see. You have a grandson that's around 17 or 18 years old?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Uh-oh.
This grandson, I hope he's not listening.
He's not listening. He's out. I sent him to his my daughter's house to get rid of him.
Oh.
He's not allowed here.
He doesn't know how to listen. He don't know. He just don't know. You know? And that's why they know more than us. And, as long as we don't kill him, we still keep talking. He just don't know. He heard this, and he heard that, and he heard. You know, so it's like, well, I know this, and I know you don't know. You heard someone else's opinion that works for them. That's all. You just bumped your head. So I'm going to tie your behind down.
I'm trying to get him in the military is what I'm trying to do.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, he went to military school, and now I'm trying to get him in the Army.
Excellent.
That was getting him up.
I just sent him to my daughters the day before yesterday.
God bless him.
I helped raise him, and I shouldn't have given him back to my daughter when he was older, but I did, and that was a mistake. So,
but you know,
later, I regret.
It's going to be a lot later for him because he's going to remain stubborn for a while. But around 35, he's going to come thank you and make his apologies. You know, we just temporarily bumped his head, but in his heart. In his heart, when he's crying in the shower alone, he knows.
I've seen him cry. Oh, yeah, he was crying when he came here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
God bless him. God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have a little brother, like around, 8 or 9?
Yes, he does, Nolan.
Okay.
And I keep him once a month.
Good, yeah, because he sees those things that his big brother's doing, and he's like, that's not nice. Why would he do that? You know?
Do you see anything about... He has a son that's 6 months old. Do you see anything about him?
Wow. Just say yes or no. Would this be Jordan?
It's Corey. Corey
okay.
Hunter Thomas.
No. Okay.
I just see a baby
and you can see his veins like a, you know, 60-year-old man. You know how we can see the veins underneath the skin?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they, like, pop out. He feels like a nervous baby already.
Oh, no.
Do they do a lot of yelling and screaming and shouting?
I don't know. He's in a foster home right now.
Okay, it feels like they do, and he's not, not nice. I'm going to tell my little angels, you know, go on over there and talk to him. Everything's going to be okay. I don't see him there for very long. I see him, you know, the proverbial baby in the basket that just sat at the doorstep. I see him in a cute little basket. And I don't know who he's looking at, but he's still in the basket, so he's still a baby. And he's just a giggling and a smiling, and the veins are finally disappearing. Okay, so now I see him growing. He's about a year old now, and that is totally gone. So whoever he is with in the next 3 months, wow, a lot of food, is going to make him happy. He's going to make his spirit happier. And calm and relax. Okay? So he's not going to be unhappy for very long. But the biggest thing to remember in all this is I feel we choose everything. So this one's going to be a strong, strong, strong man. He's going to remember, and then we're going to know how not to do that to everyone else, and then become a teacher to everyone else how to treat children.
Wow.
Okay. So he's going to be strong. You don't need to worry about that one. He's going to be
That's
all right.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wow.
Cool.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Elizabeth?
Thank you for calling.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Elizabeth, just say yes or no. Elizabeth, you know Elizabeth with Finn.
Is it Bella?
Oh, okay. Is that in Isabella?
Yes,
no,
Isabella.
Isabella is under 20 years old?
She's 4, but you could say she's 20. She talks
okay,
like she's
good.
20.
Yeah, uh-huh. So she looks grown. She looks grown. You know that, right? A little dancer, a little actress, she feels like. She gets sad, and then she remembers all the kind, nice words that you said to her, and apparently you must have rubbed her tummy, too, when she...
She came to me before she was born. She came to me before she was born.
She's quite a little actress, it looks like, you know. But she doesn't do it in a mean way just to get her way. She does it because she needs love and stroking. And you hug her and rub her back, and that just feels so good to her. That she wants it a lot, you know what I mean? But she's quite a little actress, dancer, a theatrical person. You know? And boy, just looking at you and that twinkle in her eye, twinkle in your eye from you to her, just solves all the problems in her world, and she is just ready to go back on stage. So bless you. Bless you.
I just sent her a costume last week.
Aww.
Aww. Yeah, she's precious.
Aww.
So
sweet.
Are you.
Thank you.
You are so, so welcome, my dear. God bless you. I love you.
Love you, too.
Aw, Susan, thank you, dear. Would you like me to keep you on hold, dear?
Yes, please.
I will do that so you can listen to the rest of the show. You've got 2 more callers in the queue, and I think
Wonderful.
We should get right to them. Isn't that great?
Yes.
This we have Dawn on the line. Hey, Dawn, you're live and on the air with Tasha and Bea.
Hi, Bea. Hi, Tasha.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, been better, been worse.
I'll just count on being better.
You guys are having a great show.
Thank
you.
You
know, it is such a wonderful blessing for myself to be here in the midst of all of your vibrations. I tell you, I feel so high. You know, I'm gonna be happy all day now.
Oh, wow.
Go ahead, dear. What's your question?
Things are really hard for us right now. Do you see an end?
First of all, I don't mean to be a little snot-nosed about it. As soon as you start saying that,
it's going to, first of all, start clearing, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to say cancel, cancel, cancel. God, what she meant was she's ready to face a different lesson at this time. Those lessons that she has learned have served her well, and she's ready to go beyond that right now. I feel the vibration of a dog. Did you have a little dog that crossed over at some point in your life?
He hasn't crossed over, but he's left. He went with my son to Washington.
Okay. They just miss you to pieces. Just miss you to pieces. I can see them, like, just running around your leg like a cat would normally do.
Yeah, hi there.
Loving on you. Sandra, Spady, auntie on, one is the auntie on mom's side. The other one is she says I'm a pretend auntie on dad's side. So dad and this ex-man were very close, and she's on the other side helping you through. They're both saying at the same time, you don't have to be too proud to ask for help. You know
right.
That, right?
Well, oh, yeah.
Don't be too proud to ask for help. First of all, I don't know where you live, but I see the number three again. Okay, change to four, change to four. There's four agencies out there that are willing to help you with all of your situations right now if you just call them and ask for help. Auntie Sandy is so cute. She's cooking. And cooking is your blessing gift that I keep from spirit, just so you know. That is your spiritual gift. She is making this huge banquet for you, full of all your favorite foods. And the foods also are lessons, just so you know. But these lessons are more tasty. Okay? So as soon as you are able to call and say, hey, I need help with such and such, they're going to be like, okay, so when you come in on Tuesday, you're going to see so-and-so at 1 o'clock and blah, 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 and that's done. And you're going to be like, wow, that's all I have to do, you know? Yeah, that's all you have to do. Go and ask for help. That's your lesson in life, because you're kind of proud. You don't want to ask for no help. You don't want to borrow $5 for gas. You don't want to borrow a stupid gum.
True.
Stop being stubborn. That's why God put you here with billions of other people on this planet. For help when you need it. Okay, so who are you? Okay, this is your brother's dad. What is that? Your uncle. Your uncle in spirit?
Yeah.
He's swatting you on the behind, girl. He's swatting you on the behind.
Yeah, they're known for that.
Getting here. Hey. Not too. You're getting here. Okay? Hold your head up. Stop crying. Get in here. Now, you're going to go here on Tuesday. You're going to go there on Wednesday. You're going to go there on Friday. And come the next Monday, you're going to go there. Okay, all that's cleared up in 4 days. What's next? Ooh, you're strong, girl.
I like
you're strong. You can smoke
strong.
Out here if you want. No smoking, though. Did you smoke?
Yeah,
smoke.
I do.
No, you can smoke in my house.
Working
okay.
On quitting.
No smoking in the house, hunk. Okay, no smoke. Uh-oh. Somebody else. Who are you? It looks like a little girl that crossed over. Did you have a miscarriage or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Several.
Debbie. She says she's little Debbie. I don't know what that means to you. Anyway, she looks kind of like a little schoolgirl uniform, like Catholic school, you know, with the brown plaid. The brown plaid uniform with the orange little
right.
Tiny lines right there. And she's curious. She says she talks to you a lot at nighttime when you're asleep. She's
right.
We got you. Okay, we got you. Stop stressing. We got you. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. She don't hear us. So tell her all of us are here. Oh gosh, you got a big family. Wow. All y'all can't come in right now. You guys gotta come in later.
They're stepping up to the plate in line, like that's how I do my readings. In line.
You stand in line in front of the laptop, okay? Anybody just got an order, you got to go. You got to go to the end of the line. Okay, and who is that? Oh, that's her little doll or rag doll or something she has with her. She's so precious. Yeah, She said, tell Mama we all love her. We're all here. We're all here, and we support and love her. She's doing better than she knows.
Oh,
I told Mama, honey. I told Mama's going to be all right. Yes, we know Mamas are tough. Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you can go now. You don't stay here with Tosh. You go over to Mama's house, okay? Okay. And take all your sisters and brothers. Oh, well, there's one boy there. Okay, you take him too. Hi, baby. Yeah, go on to Mama's house. Yeah, she knows you're there now. She knows. Okay? You go talk to Mama in her dreams. Don't scare her and don't go in the shower, okay? Don't wake her up. Okay. Yeah.
You know that's people's biggest problem. I don't want to hear you talking to me in the shower. They see everything. Okay.
Okay, so definitely, before this month is over, you're going to be breathing a sigh of relief. And they say relief. So you can let it go. You got to stop holding on to it, okay? Stop bringing it up in conversation. Where the mind goes, the behind follows. Stop talking about it, okay? Do it. Okay?
Thank you, honey.
Oh, you are so, so welcome. I love you. Have a beautiful day, and just trust. Just trust.
One last question. Is there a job in my husband's near future?
I see a hard hat. Does he work in construction or something like that?
He has,
yes,
yeah.
No? Okay, good. There's a... I don't know. They're building something around you. I see the skeleton of something being built, like a huge five-story building. He's going to say, oh, there's nothing I can do there. I don't know what he does. I'm not asking you what he does. Don't answer that.
Right.
But whatever he does is going to be reduced to a lower work level, meaning he's going to get paid great for doing almost nothing.
Oh, that would be nice.
Don't walk in. Walk in and ask. Again,
okay.
A closed mouth, don't get fed. Walk in and ask. I want to do da-da-da-da. Do you need that? And they're going to go, yeah. Actually,
okay.
We do. We were just about to put an ad on Craigslist. When can we start? And he's going to be like, right now. Yeah, he's going to walk into a job. When is that, guys? March. Late March. Because... he still needs to get his pride down a little teeny bit.
Okay.
Okay, he wants to work on the bobcats and the top cats, whatever them cats are.
Right,
and
right.
That is not going to be readily available yet.
Okay.
See, so you got to walk before you run, right?
Right.
So if he is willing to humble himself and ask for the janitor's job.
Right.
And not the architect job. He will get what he desires. The desires of his heart will be met by humbling himself. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome,
Dawn.
I love you. Have a beautiful
day.
Love you,
Dawn.
Love you, Tosh. Have
love
a good day.
You, sweetie.
I'll talk
bye,
to you.
Thank
Dawn.
You. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. Oh, how wonderful. You've got one more caller in the queue.
Cool.
And this is, Anne. Oh, wait a minute. I got the wrong one. Let's see. Here we go. Ann, you're live and on the air with Tasha
Hi,
and
hello, Dee. Hello, Tasha. Thank you so much, Dee, for taking the call. I can tell you from the beginning, Ann is not my real name. It's just a computer name. And I only have one question just to make it easier for you. I know that you're very close to the end of the program.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. A few days ago, I went on a date with a man from my past. He just showed up out of blue. We communicated in the email before, but he hasn't seen me for a very, very long time. So he asked me for a date, and I thought it went well. I enjoyed seeing him. And I just asked him, what do you feel, that he will ask me again, or it will just one-time thing? Did I disappoint him with something? Because,
cancel.
Oh.
You cannot make him unhappy alone, okay? It was a very good date. For some reason, we liked the way we smelled. I can see his nose. You know, when we smell stuff and our nostrils move, I can see him.
Honey, you are breaking up. I don't know what's the problem.
Oh, okay. Let me try to readjust the cell phone here.
Okay. You're saying something about the smell.
Yeah. For some reason, he liked your smell.
That he remembers many years ago. You're right.
And he really is comfortable with that, okay? Now, the reason why I said cancel, cancel, cancel is because we cannot make somebody like us, right? You have to be comfortable in your spirit and your skin, and he has to be comfortable in his spirit and his skin. And he was. He is just a lot shy. You know, people think that because we're older, all that stuff goes to the wayside, being shy and nervous and antsy. It doesn't. We have to control it. We cannot allow it to control us. He wants to ask you on a second date, but he was just as nervous and shy as you are, honey. Okay?
Well, it's strange. Actually, I sent him an email. He never responded to this email. Actually, I sent it two emails saying how much I enjoyed it. And he told me, well, I enjoyed also. We'll talk again soon. And I sent another email. And I just don't understand because he's not that shy guy. He's very social.
Hmm.
He has a lot of friends. He talks to people just on the street. He's like, he's not shy to communicate. And that's what I'm just puzzled. What?
That's interesting. I feel him to be very shy. Well, when it comes to you, and I'm saying this because, you know, him, just like you and all of us, really, but in you particular, you know, he's having a lot of trust issues from, because we tend to carry it, you know, we try not to, but we do carry it. However, keep emailing him. He's going to get out of his own way, so to speak. However, I don't want to discourage you from speaking to this man. I want to encourage you to also speak to other men. I think there's another man knocking at your door. Sorry. There's now three men. They're all lined up at your front door. You don't want to open the door because you're waiting on him.
Well, no, I do, actually. My friend's trying to set me up with someone new. You're right. There is two guys or three guys I don't know that they have for me. And I said, yes, I wouldn't mind to see them. So I'm pretty much open to see people, but we have special connection with him. I really enjoyed seeing him, and that's why I'm kind of, I cannot say that I'm not open to meet new people. I want you to see him. You know, when you like someone, do you want to see someone
else? Oh, I know. Oh, no. And again, I'm not trying to discourage you.
Huh?
I am not trying to discourage you. Mm-hmm. The spirit would like for you to stay open to meeting, okay? We all want our
faith. See you again. I'm sorry. You sound... I understand, honey, if you could just say, because I really want to see this man. I'm really much into him again. And I just want to know if he will ask me on a date.
Not for, I see the number two, so not for at least 2 weeks. You call, you're going to have a nice conversation. You're going to have coffee or something like that. And you're going to feel so good. I do not want you to get trapped in that little girl feeling of wanting to depend on him, okay? I don't see this lasting a very long time.
I can tell you actually we went for dinner with him, and the guy that I'm seeing for coffee, that's the other guy this weekend that my friend set me up, and I said, yes, I wouldn't mind to see him. So that guy meets me for coffee this weekend. Maybe there's another guy because I really want to go on a date with that guy. We went for dinner. We spent a whole day together, and it was wonderful. And this guy that my friends wanted to see, I never seen him. It's a blind date, but he asked me for coffee this weekend, and I said, yes, again, but definitely my heart is in a different direction.
A little bit, yes.
So you think that friend will last me in about 2 weeks?
Yes.
Because because I'm sure I have several probably dates lined up. My friends really trying to fix me with their friends, and they don't want to see me so lonely, and they are so cool and attractive, and they feel so bad about me. But you know, when you have special, we have special connection with that guy. It's been, it's hard to explain this in words. It just, he means the whole world to me.
I understand, and I apologize. I do not mean to discourage you, okay? But again, you know, all of us want our special love, and sometimes they are just stepping stones
to the ones that we are meant to be with.
I don't know what's going on. Maybe you can type in the room. You sound very, very distant in this sound. I don't know. I don't understand what you're saying. Hello?
It's
very
saying?
Difficult to understand what you're saying. Okay, I change a different phone even now because maybe it's connection. I don't know. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
She was saying, Anne, that she didn't want to discourage you.
Okay.
That's what she was saying. She didn't want to discourage you. And I love when Tasha says, cancel, cancel, cancel. My favorite thing to say.
To discourage me from seeing that my friend or what? Because he's not making any moves. That's the issue. After that
exactly,
day.
Because he's only a stepping stone, honey. He's going to want to spend time with you. But he was a stepping stone to your divinely right man, okay?
Huh?
I understand you want to fall in love with him, and I am always willing to be wrong. I don't have a problem being wrong because I'm not giving you the information. But according to my source, you're not going to get married. You're not going to live happily ever after, okay?
So let me understand. I cannot hear you. So in other words, you say that guy that I went on a date from my friend, he's not going to be the one that I will be dating. I will meet someone else, right?
Correct.
So in other words, he's not, something has happened, he's not interested in me anymore.
No, I didn't say that.
Huh?
He's looking for a friend, not another wife.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So he is a good stepping stone for you to get out, do other things with other men, have a bigger social circle for you to draw in that divine right one. Okay?
Okay, because so we will be not dating with him. Even if it's not a wife, I am okay to see him because I enjoy dating him.
Yes, yes. I'm just saying, dating, you're going to date. You're going to be great friends for each other. Okay.
A good support network. Yeah, I get that.
Which is what we all need.
Yeah. So she's saying don't write them off, Anne. She's saying just allow things to happen naturally.
Okay. But so there will be someone else for the relationship, because I'm not saying I want to get married right away, but to have another person to spend time to be together, to travel, you know.
Yeah, and we're going to have to cut this short, Anne, because we're at the end of our show.
Okay.
But thank you. Thank
you
for calling in.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Tasha, you have been just simply delightful.
Well, you know, we only see in others what we see in ourselves, so there.
There you go. And I hope that you will come back and join us again.
Oh, you're going to be excited. I love it here. I'm so excited.
I'm so glad. And let everyone know if you're interested in meeting up with Tasha Harris. She is on Facebook. She is on YouTube. And like Tasha says, she's an open book. Go to Google and Google her name, Tasha Harris. And there are a multiple of ways that you can connect with her off of our radio show. Tasha, God bless you, and thank you so much for being our special guest today on the Metaphysical Edge. Absolutely. Next week on the Metaphysical Edge, it's open mic day. We'll be having our readings, free mini readings and dream interpretations. And on the 16th, we'll be welcoming back Michelle Caparelli. So I hope that you will all be joining us for our future shows, right, on GGM Radio. And with that, God bless you all. Thank you for joining us. Tasha, sending you big, warm smoochies and hugs. You are a delight. Thank you. Bye, everyone.